Well, the national coronavirus strategy is entering a new phase, the Prime Minister has told us today. The focus is switching from containment to suppression. While the number of new cases in Australia is rising, the rate of increase has slowed and authorities are trying to keep it that way. And having put in place the main supports for the economy, the Prime Minister is trying to prepare Australians to get used to a different way of life for a while yet. What does that mean? Political reporter Melissa Clark in Canberra. Hello.
Hello, Linda.
First, Mel, if you would, what is the current state of the outbreak in Australia?
Well, we currently have more than 5,200 cases of coronavirus in Australia. We've had 28 people die from it. And importantly, we've had more than 250,000 people tested for coronavirus to give us an indication of just how far this has spread into the community. Now, the important figure the federal government has been pointing at is the rate of growth in new cases. And they say that has come down to single-digit figures, and it's about a 5% growth rate a day at the moment. Now, they say that's a sign that the curve is flattening, but also that it's too early to say if that's significant or sustained. The federal government is clear that at this rate of growth, at a single-digit rate of growth, plus the contingency plans they've got in place to expand ICU capacity, it is something that the Australian health system can deal with. But Scott Morrison says whilst it's promising, there's definitely no guarantee.
Yeah, so how does that compare to what we're seeing around the world?
Well, around the world, there are more than 1 million reported cases. Different countries are at different stages, and it's hard to compare exactly when testing regimes are quite different. The chief medical officer at the Commonwealth level, Brendan Murphy, says, although there are 1 million reported cases, it's probably much higher. He puts it at 5 or even 10 times higher than that because of testing issues. He believes that the Australian figures are correct, but he doesn't have much faith in the international figures that we're seeing, noting particularly China and the US.
And they are obviously trying very hard to prevent second waves. I think they have been pretty transparent, but I'm only confident about our numbers. I'm certainly not confident that the numbers even out of the US are probably much higher than are being reported, because nobody else in the world has been doing testing like we have.
The chief medical officer there. Mel, many public health experts believe there'd be a clearer picture of the trajectory Australia is on if the federal government released the modelling it was relying on. Now, there's been ambiguity this week about whether that will happen. Will it?
Well, Scott Morrison says they're still working on the modelling and that the National Cabinet will review it next week and then they will release it. He says that currently it indicates that if it wasn't for social distancing and other measures, there'd be twice as many cases of coronavirus in Australia than what we're currently seeing. And he acknowledges that Australians want to know what they're able to achieve and what the figures tell them. So he has given a commitment to release it next week.
Now, that modelling will have further work done over the course of the next few days. It'll be reviewed again by the National Cabinet when it next meets next Tuesday morning. And then following that, the Chief Medical Officer and I will be conducting a briefing on that information and sharing that with the nation.
That's the Prime Minister there. So that's later than the government had initially said. Any particular reaction to that from those who've been beating the drum about the need to see this?
Yeah, the CEO of the Australian Academy of Science, Anna Maria Arabia, has been making the case for sharing that data with Australia's scientific community, and she's satisfied with Scott Morrison's promise to release it next week.
We're pleased the modelling is coming out. Of course, the sooner the better, but we appreciate this is a complex and busy environment for everyone, so we welcome it being released next week.
So, Mel, on this announcement about moving to a new phase, where are we going?
Well, we have been in a containment phase, is what the Prime Minister says, and that this focus is shifting to a suppression phase. Eventually, the aim is to get to a recovery point, but at the moment, we have seen that switch from accepting that, or switch to accepting that coronavirus is here and focusing on limiting transmission, particularly when it comes to that community transmission. The federal government considers that it has a lot of the health policy response in place. It has social distancing measures. measures. It has its plan for surge capacity at hospitals and within the health system. When it comes to its economic policy response, it's put in its baseline measures. That is, the stimulus packages are around $215 billion worth of support for workers and businesses. Scott Morrison describes that as saying the big rocks are in the jar. And he says now it's up for society to maintain those social distancing measures to bunker down for the economic trouble that is coming. He says patience must become a virtue for Australia, and he's preparing Australians to hold the line for a while.
We've talked about six-month periods, and that is true. They're not a guarantee. It could be longer. We pray it's shorter. But a six-month period should give people a good indication of what they have to ready themselves in terms of the changes they're making in their daily lives.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, there, and thanks to our political reporter, Melissa Clark, in Canberra.